Well, Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to 2023. I'm hoping we're going to make this the best one ever. I was quite ready for 2022 to end. So welcome. I'm thrilled to be working with all of you for this year. And before we start, I just want to remind everybody that this meeting is open to the public. We are recording, and we are doing this meeting virtually. Members of the public can watch via their listen-only video feed. Budget committee members and others, like staff who are assisting us today, will be presenting and answering questions. And I would like to ask everybody who is presenting or answering a question to unmute yourself prior to speaking. And then when you do speak, announce who you are so that those who are just listening will know who's speaking. And then when you're done, just go ahead and unmute. And then with that, let me ask Ms. Cowan to take roll.
Yes, Judge Rubin.
I am here.
Judge Mormon.
Hello, I'm here.
Justice Fujisaki.
Here.
Justice Hill. You're muted, Justice Hill, but I can see you. Judge Armendariz.
Here.
Thank you. Judge Botke.
I'm here.
Judge Hawk.
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki.
Good afternoon. I'm here.
Thank you. And Ms. Rachel Hill. Okay, we have a quorum.
All right. Well, let us start with the minutes. The minutes are on pages 3 to 5 of our materials. And is there a motion for the December 1 and December 7 minutes?
This is Judge Mormon. I'll move adoption of both sets of minutes.
All right, Yamasaki, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Yamasaki seconds.
All right, Judge Mormon makes the motion. Yamasaki seconds. Is there further discussion? I cannot see you, but hearing none. All right, let's go to vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstain? All right, the motion passes. Outstanding work. All right, Ms. Cowan, do we have any public comment for today's meeting?
We do not have any public comment.
All right, that does conclude the public comment portion of our meeting. We now go into, we have two items. We have actually, what?
All 2008 servers at Michael Dirk last week gave the okay to set them all down. Is that the change? Because I was just looking.
We hear JC support speaking in the background. Is there a notice that is being made to us? Ken?
I've asked Hello? IT.
Maybe that was might have been inadvertent. Unmuting of their lines.
Yeah, potentially. So, Judge Rubin,
maybe I'm near the airport, people are like hearing background noises of the occasional jet. So, if that happens, let me know and I can always mute and Judge Mormon can take over. But, in any event, we have a couple business items. And the first one is I think we're going to take up the tick back annual agenda. And, Judge Conklin, you and Ms. Fleming are here. Is that right?
That's correct. We're both present.
All right. We've all had a chance to look at it, so take it away.
Great. This is a pretty high flyover. You all have our annual agenda before you. You're familiar with the agenda, I think. It's pretty similar year to year. Rebecca and I are here to answer any questions. I'm just going to highlight a few issues. I do want to initially, as I think we all recognize, the help of JC staff in year after year after year, keeping tick back on track, helping us with our important work. As we all recognize, the true work is done by support services, though our work's important too. And I really want to thank Brandy for that and her entire staff for keeping us on track. Also to my Vice Chair, Rebecca Fleming, who really is the brains behind the business, though she hates it when I say that. I always say it, and people, I think, recognize that. So I'm just going to hit a few items for our agenda just to highlight those items. I've seen that John's with us now as well. So John and Zlatko, we do appreciate the work of your entire staff and Fran as well with everything we do. So I'm just going to, as I said, highlight some of our projects that we have going on that we completed last year and that we're doing this year. Last year, in addition to our regular annual recommendations, such as the workload formula allocation recommendation for the TCTF and for the IMF, the committee continued making strides on the court interpreter funding methodology, with an ad hoc subcommittee developing a workload-based methodology. That's an ongoing project. Obviously, our challenge here is to provide sufficient funds to the courts to allow them to attract and retain the necessary interpreters for their work. The committee also presented a recommendation to regarding pretrial release funding and allocation methodology. Additionally, a federally funded dependency representation program allocation methodology and an AB 177 allocation methodology addressing the backfill of the repeal of fees. Finally, the committee assisted the Judicial Council Information Technology Office with a recommendation related to the current year allocation adjustment for the IMF funding. And we recommended delegating authority to the Judicial Council Administrative Director to transfer allocation funded from the IMF for consistency with the TCTF process and to increase efficiencies in meeting critical funding needs of the trial courts. Concerning recommendations for and a list of new or one-time projects for the current year, we're, again, as I mentioned, going to continue to work on the Court Interpreter Employee Incentive Grant for second round of court applications and funding awards. Again, hoping to assist those courts in getting the necessary services for interpreters so we can provide that to all the litigants that come into our courthouses. We're also going to reevaluate the court cluster system in consultation with Data Analytics Advisory Committee to determine whether or not and how effective that cluster system is and whether or not it should be tweaked in any way to address some unique issues, especially to those very small courts. Also, we're going to review judicial counsel provided services and provide analysis as to those judicial counsel provided services and where those costs come from. Do the trial courts that don't take advantage of those services bear their own costs? The judicial counsel services that go out to many courts that can't afford to cover it on their own. Continued civil assessment allocation funding for this year's $110 million backfill. That changes to $100 million beginning in 23-24. And finally, finalization of projects, including updates to the model self-help pilot program. The first allocation recommended for the care courts, that's just beginning, folks. So you'll hear discussion of that tomorrow at the council meeting. But we're in the opening phases of that, especially for our cohort one courts. And an allocation, you'll also hear about this tomorrow at council, on allocation recommendation for the firearms relinquishment grant program, all to be scheduled and considered by judicial counsel at tomorrow's meeting. So again, those are just some highlights of the agenda that you have in front of you. Rebecca and I are present. Rebecca, I don't know if you wanted to hit any other highlights. You folks are always very good about reading through this. So
thank you.
All right. Are there any questions for Judge Conklin or Ms. Fleming about TICFAC's agenda? I always have one, and that is, this seems fairly ambitious, and you feel like it's doable, right?
Yeah, with the help of the people I mentioned, you bet. Yes, I'm in all seriousness.
I like what choice is there, but yes.
Yes. I'm the least important cog in that network, but yes, Judge Rubin, to answer your question directly, appreciate your perspective. It's a healthy agenda, but we thrive on that. So I think it's something we can accomplish.
All right. More questions or any questions for Judge Conklin or Ms. Fleming for comments? I can't see people, but I'm not hearing anything. Is there a motion?
I'll move, Rachel Hill.
All right, Ms. Hill is moving. Is there a second?
Yes, Yamasaki seconds.
All right, Ms. Hill moves, Yamasaki seconds. All right, is there further discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, the motion passes. Always, TICFAC is one of the hardest working, if not the hardest working committee. You have a ton of work to do. And thank you, Ms. Fleming and Judge Conklin, for handling that again. So thank you. And thank you for the staff for all their help, too.
And we appreciate the partnership. Thank you all.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. All right. And moving to our next item, it is an information item. And this is the from our director of the Judicial Council Budget Services, Lako Theodorovic. Lako.
Hello.
How'd we do? How'd we do and what's going on?
I think we did well given the circumstances. I think seeing our number one priority being funded in this budget is a good sign for us. So I won't go over the details. Hopefully you were able to participate in the phone call that we conducted last week with our acting administrative director, Millicent Tidwell, who did a great job going over the budget picture. The governor spoke at length about the $22.5 billion budget hole and the plan to solve that. Again, I'll just make some highlights and then I'll probably talk about what's happened since that meeting. We had good investment in our branch. Some key costs are being addressed. $74 million for inflationary adjustment for the trial courts, continued backfill, increasing funding for CARE Act, as Judge Conklin mentioned. Recently, there was an announcement that Los Angeles will be adding in December 1st of 23. So we'll be working with the Department of Finance, the legislature, to adjust the funding path there. Issues like our trial court employee costs, those issues are sort of the standard baseline adjustments that we think are critical, but we never take them for granted that they are all in the budget. Issues for the first time our appellate court security BCP was funded, albeit slightly differently than we had proposed, but we're hopeful that at the end of this three-year funding period that and expect that the general fund will pick up the ongoing costs. There were some reductions in our area. We're happy that they were not directed at core operations, but certainly they do have impacts. Reductions of almost $50 million to deferred maintenance. That's going to hurt. But again, in the context of overall budget, the branch needs to be participating in the solutions. Court-appointed special advocate was an area I'm sure is going to get attention in the legislature, as that was a priority of theirs. And so a pullback of about $40 million will definitely have an impact on those key programs. What was good is that the budget does reflect some funding of legislation that's happened, particularly the jury pilot program. And so we're doing a good job, getting some of those done. State Court Facilities Construction Fund, that was a backfill, important that it funds our programs. But broadly, our budget's in a good place. We are trying to just keep the sort of just land this budget as is and really focus on, just getting our core costs funded in this budget. There are, we had meetings with the legislative analysts last week to go over some questions. We had leadership from the PJs and the CEOs on that call. It was good. I think that our LAO analyst, she does a good job and understands our operations and asks good questions. We've been responding to 11 different pages of questions from her. There was a Senate budget overview today. That follows on the heels of a report coming out of legislative analyst. There are some differences a little bit on sort of the order and of the size of the problem, but generally the takeaways from the legislative analyst report is that they say that the governor's approach to spending solutions is prudent and that the problem is manageable at this point. They recommend that the legislature prepare for a potentially larger budget problem, given that there might be continued weakness in revenues. And then finally, looking at future years, whereas the administration does project some deficits, the legislature is being recommended by the LAO to maybe start planning on managing some of those out-year costs, bringing about out-year trigger reductions and things like that. So the budget process is on its way. Again, our goal is to land the budget that's before us. And if John has any other input, it's a good time to offer it for the group.
All right, Mr. Wardlaw, did you want to chime in maybe?
No additional comment. Zako, I think you you did a really nice job in providing a high-level overview of the budget.
All right. Questions or comments or observations for Mr. Gidrovic or Mr. Wardlaw? Well, I'll start. I thought the budget services group with it, all the transition that was going on, just did a sensational job in helping land this budget. I thought it was great. I think Justice Hill and Ms. Hill will appreciate my next comment. You know, when you change casts in a show, you don't always get Tonys the next time around, but we are with the new team, you know, with the new mix of people, it's all working out great. And thank you, whoever chuckled, who got it. Thank you so much. So I thought the budget services team led by John Wardlaw and everybody should be really proud, and Millicent in her new role should be really proud of how this all came together, given what other people were facing. So that's my comment.
Thank you, Judge Rubin.
I say when you walk through a storm.
Are you rained out or what happened?
I was just going to comment that when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high.
Figuratively and literally here in Northern California.
That was for you, Dave.
Yeah, thank you. Carousel, the revival, yay. More comments. Well, I hope this all holds together through the May revise, I guess. But I get fingers and toes crossed. Well, great job. I guess any other comments or? All right. Well, in that case, our next meeting, I think, is set for March 22nd, but we may be rescheduling that. So maybe if it's an ink in your calendar, put it in pencil and just stand by. And we'll get back to you if we have to change the dates.
I had a question regarding those meeting dates. The email said Wednesday, September 25th. I just want to make sure they're all on my calendar. And that's either the 27th or is it the 28th? Because that's what appeared on my calendar. So I just want to clear up the September meeting date.
Yeah, let me take a quick look at September.
I show 28th, but
I think it's reasonable to expect, I mean, that there could be things that come up between now and then where we may have to shift our dates a little bit, but
yeah, see, I see it on Thursday, September 28th, the day after the council meeting that month.
Yeah. The email that was sent said Wednesday, September 25th, so I wasn't sure if it was the Wednesday, September 27th.
We'll get that cleared up, okay. Judge.
Okay, yeah. We'll do that.
We'll double-check everything.
And may I actually ask a question that would potentially save Kathy Joson a few headaches? Because I assumed that this meeting was actually in person, so initially I made reservations to be up there for last night, and I canceled it. But I don't know if ordinarily when it just precedes the general judicial council meeting, are they generally in person or generally by Zoom, or do we, it just, you know, is there is no general and it's on a case by case basis?
Yeah, I think for the most part, because they're generally probably going to be about 2 days ahead of council, we may aim to do them remotely. But what I'll do is I'll before each meeting, I'll make sure that we get a message out to the members that says this meeting is going to be remote or in person.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I mean, pre-COVID, they were all in person and then sort of shifted to this mode. It's more more economical, but it's all, which is, you know, a budget committee, that's a good thing. And then, but also they're more flexible this way, but we'll make sure you know.
Okay. I noticed on the agenda, it was just in advance, I made the reservations a little further in advance.
Yes. So, and yeah, I will definitely make clear. Sure we get, yeah, we get notice out to you a month in advance of each.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order before we adjourn the open part of the meeting? We have a closed session item. All right. Then hearing none, we are in adjournment, and Happy New Year, everybody. And then I'll try to call back in on the closed line. If not, Judge Moorman will take over.